Saturday, September 14th, it's CreepCorps Camera Photo Day. And on Sunday, September 15th, it's Six Flags Day. The Cards and Mariners coming up. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Are you a homeowner or soon to be a homeowner? You've got options with First Bank. If you're looking for a house, you could be in your new home within 2 weeks with First Bank's Purchase First program. Or if you'd like to make some updates on your current home, now is the time to do it. With 1.99% APR on home equity loans for the first 6 months. Take advantage of First Bank's great lending programs. For details, give us a call at 800-760-BANK. First Bank. APR is variable. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
My company designed that sound for a horror film, but I like to play it when I did accounting, invoicing, or scary admin stuff. But now, using Sage One, I played this sound.
Sage One is the simple online app that makes accounting easy, so you can get back to what you love faster. Go from to time is money. Be stingy with it. Visit BeStingy.com now for a free month of Sage One.
How much is that dog in the window? The one with the waggy tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
Yes, the beautiful voice of who do you decide this was? Patty Page.
Patty Page.
Yeah. And it's the theme music for Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Now, he doesn't talk about a lot of stuff like Jose does. We jump right into the phone calls. So what you need to do is call right now. Because once we say, hi, Dr. Doug, and he says, I'm in the PM, but we go right to the so do it now, jump in, get in early, 314-969-5877. Which, of course, is 969-KTRS, or toll-free, 888-550-5877. Now, there are a lot more lines open for the 969 than there are the toll-free. We got, like, five for every one of the 888. So my advice would be 969-KTRS. That's 314, of course. And Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab, the fine cab company that took my daughter to the airport Monday morning, to head up to Newport, Rhode Island, which is where she is right now. And they've never not been on time. Every time we've ever called for Laclede Cab, boom, there. Usually a little early. The app is STL Taxi. It's free. Download it. It'll come in real handy. STL Taxi. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, your pet's best friend, the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, the one, the only, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. We're great, doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
All right. Now, might I add here that about a week ago, a little less than a week ago, Dr. Pernikoff and his wife and his son, Tom, all came over to our home and paid us a nice visit, and we had a really good time.
It's fun.
It was a lot of fun, and it was long overdue.
Yeah, we should do it more often.
And that son of yours, that Tom, he's going places. I know you hope he's going places because he's living in your house.
So I don't do everything right. What can I say?
Nah, he's a good kid. He's a good guy.
He is.
You want to take calls?
I sure do. And by the way, I should tell the audience that your family is amazing as well.
Well, thank you. It's a love fest. Okay. One more time, and the last time I'll give them out, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Here we go. We start with Dan. Dan, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dan, how are you? What can I do for you?
Real good. Hey, my question is all this hype about grain-free dog food, is that really worthwhile?
You know, I've said this before to the audience, but we spent about 40 or 50 years creating all these grain-based diets, and really, if you talk to the nutritionist, animals, especially these dogs and cats, are carnivores. They are designed to eat a lot of fat and protein. So we do see more problems we call irritable bowel disease, kind of like a Crohn's or colitis syndrome in humans. So if you do see problems in your animal, it may be related to that. It doesn't always happen, though. So it really depends on your animal and their problems or no problems, and I just kind of guide people accordingly.
So do they have less problems with the grain-free?
They tend to, statistically, we're seeing more and more animals that do have problems with grain. So I'd say if you have a choice and you want to try the grain-free, that's a good, legitimate thing to try.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you, Dan. This is very awkward. Peon, say something. I have to turn around and make a motion to somebody.
Oh, he didn't.
He can't see me. Oh, I was trying to get a message to somebody outside the glass, but it didn't work. I know. That was bad, bad, unprofessional radio. And now let's get back to professional radio, and let me lose that line and go to Richard. Richard, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. I'm
hey, how are you?
AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
What's cooking, Richard?
We are looking at getting a kitten from a person that I work with, and they said they're just about ready to be weaned. I was wondering what the age is where you can have them declawed, and when, I don't know whether they're going to get a male or female, but when you would want to have them fixed.
Okay, and this depends a little bit on the veterinarian, but we tend to try and get the animals fixed by 16 weeks of age. Now, in some cases, the male cats, we let them go a little bit longer, because if you do them too early, they can have problems with obstructive urinary disease later in life. But so I would say if you're going to do that procedure, you might just do the declaw at the same time. There is another procedure that some vets do called a tendinectomy.
Yes.
And that's when they leave the nails on, but they cut the little structure, ligament structure that supports the ability of that nail to go forward and reach out and scratch things. So
that's going to keep them from clawing holes in my leather couch?
There you go.
Yeah, it's a lot more humane to do the tendinectomy, and that often can do just what you want it to do. Okay.
All right, and then you said that in four months or less, around there for the surgery on the female.
Females, yeah, 16 weeks is great. Sometimes we'll wait up to 20 weeks for the males. And again, I usually combine the two procedures if you're going to do a declaw, so you don't only have to do one anesthesia.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. Enjoy the kitten.
Thank you, Richard. Thanks for listening. Hey, real quickly, aren't we really carnivores to humans?
We are well, we're more omnivores. We're actually omnivores.
What does that mean?
We eat
plants?
Everything.
It's all-inclusive.
Yes.
Because there's a reason we have those canine teeth. That's to tear meat apart.
Right.
Right, but you can see how reduced they are. Look at your doggy, and you'll see how prominent they are.
We used to have them real long.
Yeah, before women got a hold of us and started making us eat salads and stuff, we had some real teeth, real canines.
Yeah, just 20 years ago.
That's right. Now let's bring Sue in here. Sue, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm good.
What can I do for you?
We have a dog that's going to be in October.
Okay.
And he's part Shar Pei and part Beagle.
Okay.
Marked like a Beagle and wrinkly like a Shar Pei.
Uh-huh.
Now, the issue is, when we go to put him outside, we've also got a chocolate lab.
Uh-huh.
And he bites the chocolate lab unmercifully in his legs, his ears, any place he can bite this dog, he will bite him.
Does it look like play biting, or does it look like aggression?
Pardon?
Is it playful, or is it aggressive?
Is it playful, or is it aggressive?
It's aggressive.
Huh.
I mean, he really bites, so a big dog yells.
Doctor, can dogs be cannibals? Is he trying to eat the other dog?
No, I think he's just got some kind of quirky behavior. Is it only happening when you put him outside like that?
Only happening when we put him outside.
Okay.
And
yeah, I'm not a behavioralist.
If I just put him out, he won't go out unless the big dog goes.
So he demands the other dog to go out, and
so
then he wants to beat on him.
Yeah.
Once they're outside, he's fine.
Oh, that's kind of strange. I don't have a ready answer for that.
I do. Your dog could be crazy.
Separately would be one suggestion. But did you say something?
Yeah, I said not just like humans. It's possible that sometimes a dog is just crazy. Could be crazy.
It could be. It could be just a bizarre behavior. That's his.
Trying to assert dominance, maybe.
Yeah, just until we get through that stage where all of a sudden they're outside. And now it's free reign for anyone. So you might walk them out separately, and get them established out there, and then let them connect.
Okay.
Okay.
And just from my own experience, elderly people like myself to not have a Beagle or Shar Pei, whichever this playful little thing is.
Well, that's a big dog.
They are so just everywhere all the time.
Well, Sue, you label yourself as elderly. Let me just say this to you. You're not elderly because you listen to this show. If you didn't listen to the show and you listened to that other station, you'd be dead probably.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was talking about my husband.
Oh, okay. Okay, you don't have that kind of dog for your elderly husband. Okay, well, that makes sense. Good luck with that, Sue.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I didn't know there was another station.
There used to be.
Oh.
I think it's still out there. Okay. Let's chat with Phyllis. Phyllis, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Well, hi, Dr. Doug. I'm pretty close to your office.
Hi, Phyllis. How are you?
Story.
Hi. I have a question. I have a couple of Shih Tzus, and bite, scratch, scratch, scratch. There are no hot spots. They've been bathed and all kinds of stuff. They eat good food. And I'm hearing this commercial about Dynavite. Is that anything worth even thinking about?
You've been asked about this about 10 times, I think.
Yeah.
I've not heard this. Excuse me, friend.
No. He's been asked about it, but if I remember, he's not that familiar with it, are
you? Yeah, no, I'm still not familiar with it, but I've heard the term, and I still think that when you have animals like that, number one, are they related genetically?
No.
Are they born in the same litter? Or?
No.
Okay.
Well, that would be genetically, wouldn't it?
They're not genetic, you said.
Hey, no, I'm a blonde, but I'm not that blonde, thank you very much.
So my point is that they're both experiencing similar symptoms in the same household, but they're not related, tells me that they're both being stimulated by something the same way. So it could still be food-related, and it still could be other things in your household. Could be anything from dust mites to, whatever it is. It could be a textured carpet that they're sensitive to. So I would definitely have your veterinarian take a look at it. He might suggest some antihistamines or there's some other new products out that help with chronic itchy dogs. So
I wouldn't jump to the Dynavite. Well, I will say that we have all hardwood floors throughout the house.
That's good.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
But, we have changed the food. The house is cleaned every week.
You still need to rule out. It's very difficult when you have these chronic allergic dogs to kind of rule out the different kind of factors that can come to play. And even though you change food, you may not have hit the right food yet. And there are a whole number of special foods that are out there designed just for these kind of dogs, too. So, again, your veterinarian's probably your best lead to try and find and work through a problem.
Now, our little dachshund doesn't have this. It's the Shih Tzu dog.
Okay, and he's got a short coat. They have a longer coat, so.
Right. Total different hair consistency.
Right, yeah.
Right.
So give your vet a chance.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Bye.
Okay.
All right, there goes Phyllis. Up next, in order of how long they've been waiting, would be John. John, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. AM and the PM, Frank. And
thank
I've been
you.
With you since the days of USA 2, but I ain't going to call you old.
Wow, thank you.
Well, I'll be 55 myself in December.
Okay.
Here's my question. We just had our Boston Terrier diagnosed with diabetes.
Okay.
And we took it to Humane Society because we're not the richest people in the world.
Okay.
And here's the funny thing about it. Before we got there, yes, she's lost a lot of weight. Yes, she's peeing all over the place. But what happened on the way to the vet that day is my grandson was eating Skittles in the back of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And we wasn't aware that the dog was eating them, too.
Okay.
So when they took her blood sugar, they said it came in like 500. The numbers were in the 500s.
Right.
And I thought, well, did the Skittles have anything to do with it?
Well, of course.
Plus, all the way to the thing, all the way there, when my wife gets her, the doctor goes, well, what do you think's wrong? She was diabetes. I go, let them figure it out. Don't tell them that.
Yeah. That's a really high level, blood sugar level, even after a meal. And Skittles are pure sugar, so, they're going to drive it up higher. But I would guess what we always do is what we call a morning baseline urine sample.
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest.
So we fast them for about 8 to 12 hours, bring them in, we do a urine sample. If they're spilling sugar into their urine, they're almost certainly diabetic. And then you confirm that with a blood sample.
Right. Well, see, what gets me and why I called you is because I've been listening to you a lot on the show, and it seems like you're pretty square with people about what's got to be done. But they will not do another test on her, bottom line. That's what they said. They said, come in, now we'll give you the insulin and all that, and it's $100 a month.
Yeah, no, I would I'd want to know a little bit more, and you can find a lot of veterinarians that aren't necessarily that expensive, but they can give you a good workup for the dog and figure out how to manage him correctly.
Like maybe you, right, Dr. Doug?
Yeah, like
maybe
Dr. Doug.
Me.
See, Dr. Doug, let me tell you something, John. Dr. Doug never toots his own horn. What he's saying is, bring him into the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic.
Well, you know what? I'm right up the street from you. I work right up the street from him at a nursing home, and I might do that someday.
Give us a try. Give us a try. You don't have
Thank
to,
you,
but
sir.
We're here for you.
All right. Thank you, John.
Very modest.
Thanks for answers. Bye-bye.
He said, you guys keep doing what you're doing. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Whatever it is, I guess we need to just keep doing it. This is Kevin, everybody. Kevin, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Pretty good. Listen, I have a really poor connection. I hope you can hear me okay.
We can hear you perfectly.
Yes.
Okay. I have a long-haired collie. It's a blue merle. Mm-hmm. And my brother used to breed these dogs, and another brother had a blue merle also who had the exact same condition as mine. He had a lot of problem with breathing and sinus drainage, and eventually my brother had to have him put down. He was just suffering too much. Well, he was diagnosed with some kind of a respiratory infection, and I don't know if that was accurate or not. My veterinarian is telling me that my dog has lupus.
Okay.
And he's treating him, and it seems to be having a little bit of a positive effect. He's treating him with prednisone and some kind of an antibiotic.
Okay.
I was just wondering about your opinion and if you think that there's anything else we can do to make him more comfortable and have a little bit better life.
Yeah, what I do with patients like that have kind of bizarre off-the-wall diagnoses, were you diagnosed by one of the board-certified specialists in town, or was it just by your family veterinarian?
Just our local vet.
Okay. Yeah, that's a weird diagnosis. It's one that tends to get kind of backed into by ruling out other things. And since it's such a bizarre immune-mediated kind of disease, I would definitely ask your vet for a referral, or somebody can get you a referral to one of the internal medicine specialists. Make sure you have the right diagnosis, and then there are different kind of therapy approaches to try and manage that, and I think you have some options that you haven't really explored yet. Okay?
Okay.
So, and if you need some direction, we can help you with that too, but I would ask your vet first that you'd like to do an internal medicine review and see if they'll do that for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
All right,
Kevin. Thank you. Thanks for listening too. That's it. We're out of time. It's all the time. But there'll be more time next week. In fact, a week from now, we'll do this again.
Thank you.
Not exactly the same thing with the same callers, but we'll take more calls. Doctor,
great seeing you all.
Always
we'll
a pleasure. We'll see you in a week, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Yeah.
Your pet's best friend, the official veterinarian. Oh, it's interesting. He is a veterinarian, but he says veterinarian.
Yes.
And it's veterinarian. But I wasn't going to correct him because he is the guy who is the veterinarian.
I just say vet.
It's like, Lonoff can't hear me, can he?
No.
It's like when he says Chevrolet.
Right,
Johnny Lundo, Chevrolet. It's
Chevrolet.
Chevrolet.
Right.
But he's the dealer.
Right.
He can't hear me.
No.
Okay. Chevrolet. We got lots of Chevrolets. Like it's C-H-I-V-A-T.
Right. Yeah.
But he's the one making the money,
building a lot.
He's the successful one, and look at us.
Yeah.
Schlubs.
And someone called and said that when Phyllis called in about the dog scratching and stuff, they said change the laundry detergent because of the bedding and stuff, too. That could be a problem.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And now we take you live. This is the kind of technology we provide and we have here. Live, no delay, to the Washington Elizabeth exit by way of landline radio to check in with Johnny Londoff. Hello, John.
By the way.
Yeah?
I could hear you.
What?
What?
You told me you couldn't hear me.
Yep, I could hear every word.
Oh, man, John, I am so sorry. That was,
you're not?
You weren't
not
supposed to hear that,
you don't have
John.
A sorry bone in your body about making fun of me. Oh. Now, hold it up. What about that laugh?
What about
you
it?
You made fun of my laugh? What is that thing?
I don't know what it is. I don't know.
I say I sound like a duck, right?
When you laugh, it sounds like the duck call.
It does not.
It sounds exactly like it. Hang on. Play when John, a week ago, or something he thought was really funny, and he laughed. Play the laugh. There it is. That's him laughing.
Yeah. Well, maybe if you said something really funny, you might be able to hear it live.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Wow.
That's a good one. All right, one for John.
Gloves are off.
One to nothing.
One for John. That's
one to
good.
Nothing.
That's really good.
One to nothing.
But how about Patrick and Vicki Royce?
How about them?
Patrick and Vicki Royce from Wentzville, Missouri. Brand new Chevy. 2014 Chevy Silverado. He came in on the showroom floor. He said, I want to meet you. I've never met the man or his wife in my life.
And you know why he did that? Because you know why he did that? Because that Royce, that's the way he rolls.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Is that you cutting me off again?
See what I did?
Is that you cutting me off?
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I just want to say that, you know, I can't tell you how much I appreciate, like, when I'm kind of like maybe getting on a roll and
vamping.
Bam, ooh, cut my legs right up from underneath me.
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, so back to Patrick and Vicki Royce from Wentzville, Missouri. Drove by how many different dealerships?
17.
Drove right by the Chevy store in Wentzville because it's kind of a...
Well, they probably didn't have the selection they wanted or the pricing.
It's kind of a dirty place, too. They even said it's kind of filthy. You need
my goodness.
Yeah. Wow.
That's unacceptable.
Help or something.
Unacceptable.
You know, but thank you very much, Patrick and Vicki, great people.
How about a round of applause for the Royces? They're AM and the PM. Yeah. The Royces. Yeah.
AM and the PM.
That's
so
right.
How's everything going today?
It is going great today.
Good.
It's just a good day. It's the last hot day for a while. We turn the corner tomorrow, and that's something to look forward to. Reasonable weather.
But this show is on fire.
This show has been on fire for about 3 days.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Just clicking on all cylinders.
I got to admit, all right, I was driving home last night listening to Ask Emily. I almost pulled over. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah.
That was funny. That was really, really
Well, for those
really
who
funny.
Didn't hear it, it was a columnist who got a letter from a woman who had, she was a young college woman. She had a roommate, and her roommate pulled some lesbian activity on her, and that's kind of what it was about.
Yeah, it was very steamy, too.
Steamy, a little bit steamy, kind of like listening to the audio version of 50 Shades of Grey.
And then there was blackmail involved.
There was blackmail involved. Yeah. It had it all. Sex, blackmail, nudity, panties. It had it all.
It was funny.
Diddling.
That was just really funny.
Diddling.
Diddling, yeah. So how's your day going? Sell anything?
Been sitting here waiting about 4 minutes that we've been on the air so far. I'm like, yeah, I think about time you ask how I'm doing. You know, when you'd ask my dad,
they're
like, well, how you doing, Johnny? He goes, do you really care? I said, do you
actually
really care?
We do care because if you're not doing well in selling cars, we're off the air. So we do care.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, we're selling cars here at Johnny Lomba Chevrolet.
Good.
We sell cars every day. Service department absolutely packed. Again, thanks to the great men and women working in the service department and the parts department and the detail shop. We're completely remodeling our parts department. We didn't do it when we did a major reconstruction here in 08 and early 09, so hats off to Ken Lutz and his guys and Bruce Weiner and his team. And I don't know if it's possible, but we're going to make this place even better than ever to do business with us because we'll have the...
That is almost impossible.
No, we always want to be better.
Hey, you know what I like?
As soon as we start thinking that we're really, really, really good, which, you know, we're good.
You know what I like at your place?
We can always be better.
I like that drink machine.
We can
machine,
always be better.
That
you know?
Drink machine you have in the customer lounge. Have you got, it's the coolest machine, vending machine.
I don't think I've
it
seen it.
It pulls the bottle and it comes down a chute and then robotically it moves it over.
Oh,
and
I have
door
seen
it. Opens.
Yeah, those are cool.
It's the best.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I get something to drink and I'm not even thirsty just to watch that thing work. It's a great...
You know, people here told me that when you were visiting that you kept, you know, buying stuff just to look at that.
I love that machine.
They said you bought about 5 bottles of soda.
Who wants a fruit punch?
Yeah.
I'll go get it. Everyone, you kept going, ooh.
I don't want it. I just want to use the machine.
Ah, you were just handing it to the customers out in the waiting room.
That's just the way I am.
They were like, who is that person?
Yeah.
Who is that masked man?
Yeah, it's like the guy that leaves the gold coin in the Salvation Army kettle. By the way, that's me all these years.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's been I've been doing that.
Frank, you're unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
You really are.
Thank you.
Can I tell you that
no,
we have
you
a problem
are unbelievable.
Here? You have what?
We have a problem.
What's the problem?
We have too much inventory.
Wow.
We have way too many new cars, way too many new trucks. in a lot of pre-owned vehicles. I didn't say way too many because we can never have too many pre-owned vehicles.
What do you think is the nicest pre-owned vehicle you have sitting on that lot right now? Do you have any idea?
That would be a... that is a tough question.
I knew, so I knew many. It would be.
A couple of really nice Camaros. A 13 Chevy Camaro.
All right. Practically new.
Correct.
That's pre-owned, a 13?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And 2011 Camaro. A couple of really nice Tahoes and Yukons and Suburbans. A lot of nice cars. I could not say which is the nicest one, you know, because they're all really so nice.
They're all nice in their own right.
What do you do with the cars that come in that you go, we can't sell this, it's crap? What do you do with those?
We usually take them to an auction, the St. Louis Auto Auction.
Do you have wholesalers come by still?
Not too many. Not
well, listen to Dan, who worked in the car business.
The car
listen
speak.
To him talk to the insider lingo.
Oh, Dan, wholesalers? You're so cool.
Yeah.
You sure know the business, Dan.
Yeah, I know the business inside and out.
Yeah, do you still have wholesalers come by?
Victor. Victor is the general manager of the Mannheim St. Louis Auto Auction.
Oh, that's a big auction place.
Victor Valino, great guy. I ran into him at one of the concerts at Verizon, and you know, it's kind of dark, right? And he starts like, hey, Johnny. You know, sometimes you're like, God, I know this guy, but I don't. He goes, it's Victor. And he has this look on his face like, you don't know me?
That's a good story.
I'm like, no, I know you very well.
He snorted.
Wow. He snorted again.
Kind of recognized.
You don't know me? He snorted.
Oh, God, I can't believe I just did that.
Yeah.
That and I did that just to give you something
hold
to make
on. Fun. Hold on. A lot of people, when they hear themselves talk and it's played back and they're recorded, they go, is that me? Do I sound like that? As a favor to you, you may not know what you sound like snorting. Peon, play him snorting.
Snort when he gives you the traffic. Here's Tim Weiland Airborne.
You know, I don't snort when I give you the traffic, but I'll never forget the first time I came into the studio. I got reamed because I snorted.
It's unprofessional.
You can't make a mistake in here.
And this show is professional, buddy.
I know, but you guys get everybody laughing so hard, it's kind of hard not to snort.
Well, you don't hear us snorting, except Dan just
did.
Oh, okay.
How's traffic?
You know what? The good news is they've cleared that accident on eastbound 70 between 270 and St. Charles Rock Road, so that mess is thinned out. But the bad thing is, westbound drivers slowing down to take a look at that accident caused a pretty bad slow up from about the airport all the way out through St. Charles Rock Road. And then you're going to find it slow again west of Cave Springs through Mid River Mall Drive. Now, downtown, eastbound 40, just a little slow as you approach Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. Looks like eastbound 40 baseball traffic is slowing from about Lindbergh to McKnight, and then it opens up after that. Southbound 270, you've got some stop-and-go traffic in pockets between Olive and Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Play the Pick 3 and Pick 4 twice as nice promotion from the Missouri Lottery and get extra chances to win between September 8th and September 28th. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Did you miss Franco Pinion and the gang? No worries. Catch the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on demand.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Plus Frank's Joke of the Day at KTRS.com.
Ooh, that's nice.
Go to the Show tab and click on Franco Pinion.
Igualmente, which means back at you.
Wow. The Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Wow. Thank you so much.
You're a cultured man, Frank.
On the air weekdays on the Big 550. On demand at KTRS.com.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom-fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
Running a business without being incorporated is like walking a tightrope without a net.
One little misstep could cost you your entire business, your personal assets, and even your life savings. But no matter how big or small your business is, you can quickly protect yourself and your family by incorporating or forming an LLC. Call LLC.com today, and we'll get you started by sending you our important free guide, 1-800-500-3470. At LLC.com, we don't offer legal or financial advice. We specialize in making incorporations simple, quick, and easy. In fact, we've been helping businesses do just that for over 100 years. Running a business without a safety net really is putting your whole future on the line. And your family's future. Find out how simple it is to protect your personal assets by incorporating. Request your free guide by calling 1-800-500-3470. This is information you really need to know. That number again is 1-800-500-3470. 1-800-500-3470.
If you're interested in siding, you need to know Banner Construction. Their specialized crews are trained in siding, all kinds of siding. That includes the nation's most luxurious siding, James Hardy Fiber Cement, the number one brand used by upscale home builders. What makes James Hardy so special? Well, it looks and feels like real wood, but without all the maintenance problems. However, it's very important to have it installed properly. That's why Banner Construction has a specialized James Hardy division. In fact, James Hardy named Banner as a St. Louis preferred installer. To Banner, there are no shortcuts worth taking to make a job less perfect. For over 30 years, Banner has delivered higher quality workmanship to St. Louis. So whether you're interested in premium vinyl siding, James Hardy fiber cement siding, or energy efficient thermal windows, trust Banner to get the job done right. Call Banner Construction for a free detailed project estimate at 314-569-1050. That's 569-1050. And have a Banner day.
Hi, I'm Terry, sales manager at Broadway Ford Truck Centers. We are proud to be serving the St. Louis area since 1964. That's almost 50 years of continuous sales, service, parts, rental, and long-term leasing. As a Ford Business Preferred Network dealer, we specialize in Ford commercial vehicles to fit your unique business needs. But we also carry the full line of personal trucks and SUVs. Did you also know we provide a full spectrum of rental and leasing options? If you're in the market for a van or pickup truck, then Broadway Ford Truck Centers can help you. Call our leasing manager, Jim Cavanaugh, and let him put you in the vehicle you need. Our parts department is fully stocked, and our trained service technicians are fast, reliable, and available until 9 p.m. to make sure your trucks stay rolling safely and efficiently.
Stop by Broadway Ford Truck Centers at 1506 South 7th in the Soulard Market area. Check them out on the web at BroadwayTruck.com or give them a call at 314-241-9140. A proud member of the Ford Business Preferred Network.
I think Texas.
You know, I heard Saudi Arabia is next.
As demand grows for reliable, more efficient energy, Siemens is building advanced natural gas-powered turbines in North Carolina for use around the country and the world.
It's kind of cool. Everyone wants our turbines.
They keep ordering, I'll keep building.
Somewhere in America, answers for cleaner energy are happening right now. Siemens. Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Hi, I'm Bob Hardcastle. Listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Big 550, where we discuss your money in an easy-to-understand manner. We'll have interesting guests, chat about money, the current marketplace, and the wonderful world of investing. Also, listen for my Money Market wrap-ups Monday through Friday on the Big 550 at 4 p.m. That's the Big 550 at 4 p.m. every day with the market wrap-up, and then Sundays, listen live or stream Money Talk, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate. That's St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, Die Hard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check. Visit Sears Auto Center today.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Say hello to Joe Eisenhofer. He sent me over some samples of his invention. He invented the smear-neer, like smear an ear of corn with butter. It's a little plastic thing, and you put a pat of butter on it, and you smear the
corn. Oh, wow.
Yeah, but the only problem that I see is you don't buy butter in little squares. Restaurants do.
Well, you know, you slice up.
You can cut it off.
Yeah,
up
the I get that.
Stick.
But, Joe, thank you. I will get some corn on the cob, and I'll try your product out. Smear an ear. Smear an ear of corn, for example. Bill Cleveland is on the way after we do a little business, and we have a pretty good playhouse for you. A joke that I don't think it's been a year. I think it's been like 7 months, but somebody asked me for it, and I really like the joke, so I'm going to tell it anyway. That's just the way it works. It's a funny joke. And most people forget jokes after 6 months anyway. Sometimes you don't have to wait a year. So we'll get to that and some other stuff. But first, a reminder to all of you who have reached the point where you have $25,000 or more, or you know that you will have $25,000. And I hope everybody listening at some point has way more than $25,000. I want our audience to be successful and to have a good life. And we have a couple of people who might be able to help you do that. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stifel Nicolaus. And the reason I say might be able to is sometimes people meet with them and they don't take their advice. That's not very often, but I'm sure that's happened where people say, well, you know, thanks for your advice, but I think I'll do it my way. Well, you have the right to do that. When you meet with them, you have no obligation to listen to their advice, even though it happens to be based on many, many years of experience in financial matters. You know, what to do with your money? What's conservative? What's riskier than other things? What are you paying too much in taxes? And by the way, most everybody does pay more tax than they actually have to pay. I think it's fear. I think we'd rather overpay than have the IRS people come after us. But the people who know about that stuff can show you ways that you can defer taxes on some things. There's some things you can do to put those taxes off till years down the road when you're in a smaller tax bracket. And that's just one of like 1,000 things that they can touch on. Then there's what to do with the money that's already sitting there. It has nothing to do with taxes. It's already been taxed. It's just free and clear net profit, just money. It could be a pension money. It could be savings. And then how do you make that number bigger? They'll help you with that. But you have to make the first move. The first move is go to this website, markandjason.com. That's markandjason.com.
Let's get another look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
All right, Dan, looking at westbound 40, you are slow again. Once you get over the Boone Bridge, you're slow between that 94 west of Highway K area. On westbound 70, you've got some slow traffic now from west of Cave Springs out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Once you get beyond that, it's a pretty good run to Wentzville. And on eastbound 270, look for your slowdown to be about midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Sears Auto Center. Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, Die Hard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check. Visit Sears Auto Center or call 1-800-DIEHARD to learn more. See store for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550. Online. On demand.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We want to let every woman try Bare Minerals' revolutionary foundation and fall in love with their skin again. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. So call now. 1-800-400-4034. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and leaders in beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. We're letting as many women as possible try it, and you can be one of them. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation, and we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-400-4034 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-400-4034.
Come on, sweetie, jump to dad. I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hope. You should never be without it, especially when faced with the devastating news of a cancer diagnosis. St. Louis University Cancer Center gives its patients and their families the confidence they need by offering world-class care. Learn more at slucarecenter.org.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clubland segment starring Bill Clubland along with Bruce Limperist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM the PM Cab Company. The app, and it's free, please download it, is STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi to get yourself a Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Clablon.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, Bill?
I'm doing good. Just now walking out of Busch Stadium.
Mm.
I was down here doing a story, and I ran into Al Hrabowski. And I mentioned, I said, I don't know if you remember me or not. I said, my name is Bill Clevland. I'm on the air with Frank Opinion. And he just looked at me.
No, that doesn't surprise
no.
me.
Yeah, sorry. So I guess I can't drop your name anymore.
You can't drop it anywhere, actually.
Oh, okay. A Southern California teacher has been arrested for allegedly teaching while drunk. They could tell she was wasted. She was even willing to sleep with the ugly students.
Yeah, she was drunk. Oh,
you probably heard about this big story. In Iowa, blind people are now able to get gun permits.
Yeah, about time.
Up until now, the only permits they were able to get were the ones to be Major League Baseball umpires.
No. That's a closer.
And a new show, Million Second Quiz, will air on NBC with Ryan Seacrest as host. It'll be on 24 hours a day for 12 days.
Whoa.
Which is great because I think most people would agree there's just not enough Ryan Seacrest on TV.
I cannot agree more.
That won't be all. It'll be on the internet most of the time. They're only going to show like 1 hour a day on actual television. And finally, this ad.
Isn't the grand prize on that thing like $10 million?
It's a lot of dough. It's a lot of dough. Two prisoners in Bolivia allegedly got away from police by disguising themselves as sheep.
Mm.
Guards say they should have known something was up when they saw two sheep walking out of a prison.
I don't see
that every day.
Right, that was a closer.
The Bill Clablin, I say, but the Bill Clablin segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company. And from downtown, just outside of Busch Stadium, I'm Bill Clablin on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
See you guys. Bye.
You know, he does have a point. You see two sheep walking out of prison. Yeah. Somebody said, hey, what's going on here? That was Bill Clevland, courtesy of Laclede Cab. We are mere minutes, not even two, away from the news, and then the playhouse, and then the joke. But first, a word from one of our sponsors. I sounded just like those TV guys, those big voice guys. Good feet. Most of our feet aren't good feet. We have bad feet, bad-looking feet in a lot of cases, especially men. Women's feet, most part, kind of pretty. But our feet are doing us no good when we walk on them improperly or stand. And what I mean by that is it's uneven pressure. You're putting pressure on parts of your foot, and it's too much for that particular area. And it's the way you walk and the way you stand. And what, in a nutshell, they do at Good Feet is they analyze that pressure. It's real easy. You take your shoe off, leave your sock on, step on a thing, they can tell from the imprint you make where you may need to shift a little of your balance, your weight, when you walk, you stand. You're not going to fall down walking. It's not going to make you walk any differently. You'll notice it in the fact that you don't have any pain anymore. That's what you'll notice, hopefully, and that's what happens for thousands of people. It's real simple, takes 30, 40 minutes, and you don't need an appointment. Three locations in the St. Louis area. For more information, go to goodfeetstlouis.com. It is 5 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 12 years ago today, since the